today, McGill's undergraduate student society appealed an injunction that has prohibited a Gaza solidarity policy for over a year. Lawyers representing the Student Society of McGill University, also known as SMU, presented their case to a trio of judges at the Quebec Court of Appeals this morning. Your SMU attorney, Sibel Ataoul.
It just didn't fulfill the legal criteria to strike down something that is essentially an exercise of freedom of expression by SSMU. So SSMU taking a position is them exercising a fundamental right, which is the right to express themselves in accordance with their members' wishes. And this injunction aims to hinder that.
The policy against genocide in Palestine was voted in by students in a fall 2023 referendum, with almost 80% of voters in favor. That's around 25% of the undergraduate student population. In its own words, the policy calls on SMU to immediately and publicly condemn the genocidal bombing campaigns and siege in Gaza, cut ties with complicit corporations, institutions, and individuals, divest from these corporations and institutions, condemn the ongoing genocide against Palestinian people in Gaza, and commit to a strong, consistent position in solidarity with Palestinian students and with the Palestinian struggle against genocide and settler colonial apartheid. But that policy was never put into action after a student who had chaired the No campaign was granted an injunction by the courts. She is also seeking $125,000 in damages. Although the plaintiff has now graduated, her lawyer, Michael Bergman, says that SMU breached its contract with her and other students by contradicting the preamble to its constitution, with language he says is anti-Semitic.
The policy for anybody who understands the issues, the cliches, the tropes, is not against the government. It's against the Jewish people.
The International Court of Justice ruled over a year ago that Israel was at risk of committing imminent genocide in Gaza. Later that year, it ruled Israel's occupation of Palestine illegal in its system of separation, apartheid. Opinions Bergman brushed off in conversation with CKUT.
These courts are not legal bodies that have binding, that can make binding statements. They're simply opinions, and there are many opinions out there. But just because an international body says A or B doesn't make it so.
McGill is named as an interested party in the suit, but declined to intervene on Tuesday, except to support the plaintiff's anonymity. They and Bergman both made reference to a divisive environment on campus and possible threats to student safety from the policy, a claim that SMU rejects in full.
It's impossible to say, well, I don't want to talk about genocide because I'm pro-genocide. It's much easier to cloak it in safety concerns. And historically, that's always been a way to stifle fundamental freedoms, to say, oh, it's an issue of security and safety. So it's the same old thing.
Ataoul says the stakes of the case go far beyond student politics at McGill.
To me, what we're contesting is using the court system, which is a very particular thing that, you know, decides legal disputes between individuals or individual corporations to basically regulate how debate should occur, etc. That there's a lot of case law that says that's not the rules of the court. That's not the court's role. That's about democracy.
The judges will deliberate and deliver their decision in the coming days. CKUT will follow this story as it develops. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.